Start.
Great. So now I'm going to just ask you just a couple of the biographical
Sure.
questions so that you get used to the pedals. And first I'll ask you where you were born.
Brooklyn.
And what's your major here at Columbia?
CS.
Biographical question because I don't have a sheet.
What are your parents' names?
Oh, your parents' names.
John and Hadassah.
Oh, do you have any pets?
No.
Okay, great. So we're going to start now, and we'll move on to the questions about scores in the session that usually follow. And the first section, I guess we're calling it interactive tasks section. How did you do on that section?
Well, okay.
And actually, could you be more specific in terms of the score you assigned?
How specific do you want me to tell you the score they gave me? They said I was poor.
So to what would you attribute your score in that section?
Don't know. Maybe I was a little nervous. Had a headache this morning. I got up too early.
I see. And have you played any sports? Do you play any sports now?
Does bicycle riding count? Then I do that.
And would you say that the sports you play or the sports you don't play had some impact on how well you did in this section of the test?
I would say no.
There was, I guess, a direction following portion of the test. And how'd you do on that section? This is we're still within the interactive section, but there was one of the tests involved some direction following. How did you do on that particular part of it?
Not too good. I don't know. Maybe it's a problem of coordination. Jeez, I had to think about that. I wouldn't say I do much knot tying, but I do some knot tying. I remember some stuff from Boy Scouts. That's an unfair question. It was too long ago. I'll say 2 years.
And did you actually get a merit badge for tying knots?
Think so. Camping, no. Sailing, I've been on other people's boats. Does that count? I mean, I wouldn't drive a boat.
So good. I think we're okay with that. So there was a musical section of the test. How did you do on that section?
Was fun. Pretty good, I thought.
In terms of a score on the scale
They said I was excellent. I think maybe they had maybe they're not very discerning. No, I mean I like music. I listen to music all the time. I wouldn't consider myself a musician, but I think that it's just something that interests me. I played the trumpet, but briefly.
And did you enjoy playing it?
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Did you play in a band or an orchestra?
No, no, no. I was never much of a team person.
So you took lessons?
I did take lessons.
What was your teacher?
That's an unfair question. I don't remember.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Did you go to his house or did you go to his...
Went to his house.
And he was a trumpet player himself?
He knew how to play.
Do you think he played other instruments?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Did you like him?
So-so.
And do you do much singing these days?
To myself? Yes.
Okay. I think we're fine with that topic. So we'll move on to, there's a section I guess we're calling the first aid and survival section. How'd you do on that section?
Well, I might survive a walk in the woods. I knew some of the stuff. I had some of the right instincts, but lacked some of the knowledge.
And so do you do much camping outdoors sort of stuff?
No. Yeah, a fair amount.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey.
And, so, did you camp in New Jersey?
Must have been New Jersey. I think maybe upstate New York and Vermont. I was pretty little. I don't remember the towns.
And did you have a tent?
Sure.
And the whole family went?
Absolutely. Also, I was a Boy Scout.
So you did some camping along with Boy Scouts?
Mm-hmm.
And how long were you?
2 years. I mean, you meant in a serious way.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Great. So there was a section, I guess you were calling the food and wine section. How did you do on that section?
Well, not too good. I guess I don't pay much attention to eating and drinking.
Do you eat much in restaurants?
A fair amount.
And was that something you did for example?
Not so much. I think it's a matter of being too busy to eat at home now.
I see. And so did you spend much time cooking when you were growing up with your family?
Me? No.
And who did most of the cooking with your family?
My mother. As little as possible. Ever? Yes. Often? No.
And now do you yourself have much of a sort of an assortment of wine glasses?
No. I would say it's a minimum of 3 or 4 times. That's not counting takeout, is it? Yeah, I'd say 3 or 4 times.
And just how often would you say you ate in a fancy or upscale restaurant?
What I would consider really upscale, maybe once a week.
And do you enjoy that kind of thing?
It's fun, but it's kind of a necessity.
And how long have you been eating in an upscale restaurant about once a week?
Probably since I was about 5 years out of college.
And do you have a particular favorite restaurant in New York?
My current favorite is the Gotham Bar and Grill.
And when's the first time you went there?
I guess it's about 3 years ago.
And what would you say is the best thing you ever ate there?
Squab.
Do you generally like game birds?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
All right. And so there's a section, I guess, we're calling New York City Geography. How did you do on that section?
Good. Having lived here for 25 years.
And have you lived in the same part of New York most of that time?
Yeah, I have.
And what part of New York is that?
That would be Manhattan, downtown, in general.
Have you ever lived in Brooklyn?
Yes.
And where was it you grew up?
Brooklyn.
You grew up in Brooklyn, but you lived in New York City for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And would you consider Brooklyn not New York City in terms of that distinction?
Brooklyn is in every way New York City. But you're making an assumption that I moved from Brooklyn to Manhattan. But I lived in New Jersey as a kid, and I lived elsewhere as a young man.
I see. And so you've probably had a chance to do a lot of exploring around the city.
Yeah, I know it pretty well. I'd rather walk.
And you spent much time in East Village?
A fair amount. It's okay.
And you're pretty familiar with the landmarks in that area.
Yeah.
And do you enjoy showing people around the city?
Not too much.
Okay. So, we'll move on to the last section is the, I guess we're calling it the civics section. How did you do on that section?
Fine.
And to what would you attribute your good score on that section?
My voracious news reading habits.
And have you always had an interest in politics?
Mm-hmm.
And so you pretty much keep up with the politics in New York City.
I try. And the state and the feds.
And if you you're interested in the Constitution, you've always had an interest in it.
I think I know quite a bit about it.
And is that something you've always been interested in? Did you learn that in school?
Well, I think we all learn it in school. And I don't know, maybe I have a kind of a legalistic mind. Passing thought.
And so as far as New York State politics, do you find yourself voting in most state elections?
I would say I vote in all of them.
And you pay pretty close attention to the candidates.
Yeah, I'm pretty aware of them. Yeah.
And did you study government, political science, that sort of thing in college?
Not per se. I don't know. You know, I wasn't a political science major.
All right. I think I've got enough.
Okay.
Sure.